Mira and Harper Audio present Whispering Rock, a novel by Robin Carr, performed by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Mike Valenzuela was up and had his Jeep SUV packed long before sunrise. He had a long drive to Los Angeles and meant to get an early start. Depending on traffic around the Bay Area, the drive would be 8 to 10 hours from Virgin River. He locked up his RV, which was his home. It sat on the property at Jack's Bar and Grill. Jack and Preacher would keep an eye on it for him. Not that Mike expected any kind of trouble. That was one of several reasons he'd chosen to live here. It was quiet, small, peaceful, beautiful, and nothing to disturb one's peace of mind. Mike had had enough of that in his former life. Before coming to Virgin River permanently, Mike had made many trips to this Humboldt County mountain town for hunting and fishing, for gathering with an old Marine squad that was still close. His full-time job had been with the LAPD, a sergeant in the gangs division. That had all ended when he was shot on the job. He'd taken 3 bullets and had a lot of hard work getting his body back. He'd needed Preacher's robust food and Jack's wife Mel's assistance with physical therapy on his shoulder. After 6 months, Mike was as close to completely recovered as he'd get. Since moving to Virgin River, he'd been home only once to visit his parents, siblings, and their families. He planned to take a week, 1 day driving each way, and 5 days with that crowd of laughing, dancing Mexicans. Knowing the traditions of his family, it would be a nonstop celebration. His mother and sisters would.